Good afternoon. Just to let you know, I come from a very gun-friendly state. Louisiana is second only to Alaska in the number of guns per person within the state. And along with that, there's legislation that has been in the past, two bills that went up to through the state legislature, looking to try to make concealed carry weapons legal on campuses. Being on a campus, we thought, you know, where did this come from, and how can they do this without finding out what do people that live on the campus and work on the campus think? So, in that light, we started the study. Had nothing to disclose. Background, of course, you know, school shootings and the reported school shootings push all of us to consider how can we make schools safer, as you've understood from the other presenters here. For some, this includes allowing concealed weapons on campus. You know, that is a very polarizing thought. They're only third under abortion and gay marriage. People have, they either want or they think it's good or not good. I thought it's good to understand what's going on here, and is this an issue that we should support or not. The beliefs are those that are for concealed weapons, of course, claim Second Amendment rights, and people should be able to protect themselves, and they may actually be able to stop a shooter and save lives. Those that are against concealed weapons tend to believe that campus shootings are a relatively rare event, and it's unlikely that a person that has a gun could stop a shooter. Overall, it adds, having more shooters on campus would add to the complexity of the whole situation and the incident. Police wouldn't know who's the good guy, who's the bad guy. Having guns on campus may simply increase the potential for use, and it might influence academic freedoms. So the purpose of this study was to try to assess the beliefs and attitudes of university faculty and staff and students considering this concealed weapons on campus. It was completed prior to the shootings in Aurora and Newtown. To pull a sample, we did get approval, and our Office of Institutional Research pulled a stratified sample from faculty, staff, and students. At 1424 selected. We developed a questionnaire based on a literature search of similar topics. We did a pilot study and also had some experts review the questionnaire for face and content validity. Emails were sent. We had an informed consent letter on the cover letter, and the survey used through SurveyMonkey. After three email rounds, we had a 40% response of 564. For power, we needed more than 350. The instrument had 43 items, demographics plus gun ownership, participation in shooter games, a membership in the NRA, experience with violent events, military service, and their attitude about concealed weapons. In addition, some history and experience with weapons, beliefs about the cause of gun violence, attitudes about gun safety, and then knowledge of the process of obtaining a concealed permit. I felt those that already had one probably would know how to get one. Demographically, here's the breakdown. Mostly our sample was white and female, largely female. 6% African American. We have about 14% on campus, so that influenced that a little bit. In terms of weapon ownership, you look at if they own a handgun, 65% of the students, 61% of staff, faculty, less than half. Own a rifle or a shotgun, almost similar numbers. If they participate in hunt wild game, really only 32% of the students do that, 24% staff. If they currently possess a concealed weapon permit, we thought this was going to be more, but only 11% of students, really not many faculty have that. Member of the NRA, a little bit more, almost 30% of the students we're being Republican based on our literature search, and it's often asked. And we have a lot more Republicans on campus than I realized. And, have you played first-person shooter games? Really, that's a student activity, but there are some faculty that seem to enjoy that. In terms of gun violence, asked, you know, do you know of anyone who has been threatened with a gun? Surprised that, you know, in all categories over 50% said yes. You know, has anyone in your neighborhood been seriously injured or killed? Try to get an understanding of, you know, where a person was, and so not that many really among those groups. Excluding combat, have you or anyone close to you ever been shot by a gun? This is surprising, really, the numbers here. 26% of the faculty and 29% of students. That's happening more often than I would expect. Attitudes about safety. You know, I feel safer students were allowed. You know, only the students believe they feel safer. The faculty and staff do not. Teachers and staff who concealed weapons should be allowed to carry. Really, the students seem to believe that faculty know a lot and are quite able to carry guns, though I don't know if I trust them with a pencil. Students who have a concealed permit should be allowed to carry a gun on campus. This is really a student. Lots of students, 86%, said yes. Really, faculty staff do not believe that's a safe situation. And we want to know, would they obtain a permit if it was allowed? And really, a lot of the students would. About half the staff, and a lot more faculty than I thought. We looked at their agreement or disagreement with some of these items. You know, would they feel safe if students were allowed? 71% disagreed. And with teachers, about half and half there, teachers and staff. Students who have a permit should be allowed. 61% disagreed that that was, you know, was that a good thing? And fear of being shot. I think that shows that there's not a lot of fear, it doesn't seem like, on campus. When we looked at safety issues, could there be a likelihood of being a victim of gun violence on campus? Only 27% thought that was the case. We looked at that between that and gun violence at home, where there was less likely to have gun violence at home. And again, would they try to obtain a concealed weapon? And it seemed that over half would likely do that. The results, you know, students answering this question, you know, students with a concealed weapon permit should be allowed to carry a gun on campus. Most disagreed with this. You know, 94% of faculty and staff disagreed. A slight majority of students disagreed. Looking at a little regression of this, we found, you know, being a student is similar to what we find in other studies. Being a student, being an NRA member, being male, currently owning a handgun, hunting wild game, being Republican, playing first-person shooter games, and currently having a permit, all go along with thinking that they support the concealed weapons. Just graphically, to look at this, some of these breakdowns, I believe the teachers and staff should be allowed. More students certainly do, less faculty. I believe that students should be allowed to carry a concealed weapon. Students certainly believe so, but nobody else really does. Not quite a good idea. I believe that violence in movies and video games, TV, can lead to gun violence. Of course, the faculty think that that's the case. Students don't think that as much. This one here, belief that you could be a victim of gun violence on campus. Interestingly, staff, more of the staff thought so. I wonder why. Maybe that they're on campus more, there more often, and maybe more likely to be the first one to see a person in the case of an event. Overall, participants in this had a favorable view of handguns. Many owned guns. Majority did not believe that students should be allowed to carry weapons on campus. And majority of students believe that faculty should. Go figure. In conclusion, I think that legislators would benefit really from knowing some of the beliefs and attitudes of their constituents. More studies, I think, are still needed to determine differences in attitudes and beliefs across the state. We were just in really the southeastern part of the state. And in follow-up studies, I think it would be good to find more reasons why people believe that concealed weapon on campuses is a good idea. Thank you.